This is Digital Story Podcast number 712, November 5th, 2019. Today's theme is 5 gear recommendations for peace of mind while traveling. I'm Derek Story. After nearly 2 weeks away from home and sometimes under truly bizarre conditions, I leaned heavily on my gear to keep me productive and sane while on the road. On today's show, I discuss 5 important items that help me accomplish that goal. You may find some of them surprising, but these are all battle-tested and ready to go. So when I'm packing for a trip, I'm usually fairly optimistic about how things are going to go, and that's just my nature. So I'm thinking, yeah, there may be a bump in the road here or there, but shouldn't be a problem. And, you know, inevitably, there are bumps in the road, and sometimes there's really big bumps, but I've learned over the years that if I prepare carefully and if I take advantage of some of the great technology that we have available to us today, that I can just keep on rolling, just like the Energizer Bunny, only a lot bigger, right? A lot bigger. And I don't wear pink either. It's just not my color. So what I want to talk about today are 5 items on this last trip where at moments I truly was challenged, but it worked out well. It did. It really worked out well. And I have a couple cornerstones that are in my mind when I'm preparing to travel. One is, of course, as you would guess, travel light. And the reason why I want to travel light is because I want to be able to have what I need with me when I'm going from point A to point B to point C and so forth. It doesn't do any good to have to leave stuff behind or to put stuff in the suitcase or to have so much stuff you just don't feel like going from point A to point B. You just want to sit down and rest, right? So, you know, the traveling light remains very important, and that river runs through all of these canyons that I'm going to be discussing. Now, fortunately, technology and the advancement of our tools has made traveling light more productive than ever. And if you're gonna see that in some of the items that I discuss. We just didn't have things like this available to us a few years ago, and now we do. So we love that. My thinking is that with good planning and taking advantage of the technology that's available, that we can travel light, stay energized, overcome the bumps in the road, and still be productive and happy while away from the house. And these 5 things right here that I'm going to talk about right now helped me do that. They did. And the very first one I want to address surprises me even, because what I'm going to tell you is I think one of the key items for me when I'm not on assignment. Now, this is for personal travel, which is what, you know, most of us are doing when we travel. We're, you know, personal travel is a high quality compact camera. And it's ironic to me that compacts have been suffering at the hands of smartphone cameras over the last few years. But for serious photographers such as ourselves, a versatile, dependable compact allows us to capture a wider variety of shots, yet keep it light. Those 2 things are very important to me, to be able to be functional and get, you know, I see a shot in my mind's eye when I'm standing there. I know the shot that I want, and I need the right tools in my hands to accomplish that. And my smartphone can do it sometimes. I mean, it's particularly good for my social media posts and things like that, documentation, all that. I love, love, love shooting with my iPhone 10. However, there are so many situations when I'm on the road where I want something a bit more. I want something a bit more than what my iPhone can do for me. And, you know, I'm not talking about something that's going to make all the decisions for me and make a pretty picture regardless of how terrible the lighting is or how terrible the color is or any of that. I don't want something, you know, to overcome my visual shortcomings. I want something that I can tell it what to do and it does what I say. That's what I want. Computational photography is great for snapshooting and so forth, but I don't want an all-encompassing device that just makes everything I take look like a postcard. That's not what I'm after. And if you look at my shots, you'll say, yeah, I can tell that, Derek. I can tell that, right? So I find that the Sirius Compact or the high-quality compact is super important to me because, you know, there are moments, and, you know, over the last 2 weeks, there were moments when even the Pen F was more than I wanted to carry with me. Now, I had it in my bag, my point A to point B bag, but there were times when, you know, I'm heading out to the beach or I'm, you know, just going to do a brisk walk for exercise or whatever, that I didn't want to carry the Pen F. I wanted something that was smaller, lighter, yet still capable. And it's funny, when you start thinking, wow, a Pen F is too much camera? Well, yeah, in some situations they really are, because I'm not thinking photography first all the time. A lot of times I'm thinking life first, but if a photography opportunity presents itself, I want to be able to take advantage of it. So the three cameras that really come to my mind right now in this category that I'm talking about that I think is so good for travel, for nimble travel in particular, is the Olympus TG6. And of course, that camera can go underwater. You can shoot in the rain with it. You can do all sorts of stuff. It's a tough camera. The Canon G5X Mark II and the Sony RX100 Mark VII. Now, there's a big price difference between the TG6 and the Sony RX100 Mark VII. I think the Mark VII is like, three times the price of the TG6. And the Canon is in the middle there. I just saw, actually, the TG6 is on sale at B&H for $399 right now, which is a heck of a price for that camera. By the way, I have links to all these things. Everything I talk about will be in the show notes. Just go over there, click on those links, and it'll take you to where you want to go. But all three of those cameras will work depending on what kind of photographer you are or what situation you're in. For example, when I was in Maui, the TG, the tough cameras, just make so much sense because I'm going in and out of the water, it's raining on me, you know, all this stuff is happening. However, if I'm in a situation where weather isn't as much of an issue or I don't plan on snorkeling or something like that, I really do like that Canon and the Sony both. I think they're both great cameras. I had a really good experience with the Canon G5X. And then, of course, another camera that I've talked about in the past that I really like is, you know, my Fujifilm XF10, which is a wonderful camera too. It doesn't have a zoom lens. It has a fixed focal length lens. The cameras I talked about here have zoom lenses. But I'll tell you, I am not subscribing to the belief that we don't need a high quality compact camera. I just find there are so many situations where I'm getting shots that I wouldn't get otherwise because I would leave my heavier camera back in the room in the safe, and the iPhone, in my case an iPhone 10, just wouldn't quite get me there. So I'm putting high quality compact on my list. I think it's very important. Second item on here is a modern tablet, and I'll tell you, you know, laptops are great when everything is normal. I have to tell you, you know, when you're sitting comfortably at the dining room table and you've got your home Wi-Fi and, you know, everything is just hunky-dory, got your little French roast coffee there or your, you know, bubbles, you know, Coca-Cola or something, laptops are fantastic. But I'll tell you, on the road, tablets rock. They really do. And the thing that I really like about the tablet on the road, and especially these days with iPad OS, if you're in the Apple ecosystem, is that they are very full functioning. And my favorite thing about iPad OS is that now I get desktop browsing. In other words, you can tell the iPad to ask for the desktop version of a website, you know, when you're browsing in Safari. And 9.5 out of 10 times, that's what I get. That allows me to do blog, Uppost, and Squarespace, Movable Type, all the different tools that I use, you know, for my work. I can get the desktop version and it works the way that I want it to. And I absolutely love that. The modern tablet also has, at least in my case, it has, you know, cellular connectivity. And boy, on the road, at least here in the U.S., there are so many times when Wi-Fi is disappointing. I mean, truly disappointing. And it might work for 1 minute and then not another. And the new thing that I'm running into is that, and especially if you're traveling with someone, the hotel room will only allow you to have 4 devices. Well, that sounds like a lot, but that is not a lot when you're talking about connecting a phone, a tablet, and a laptop for each person. That works out to be about 6, not 4. And so suddenly, tablets, you know, that have cellular connectivity, you know, that allows you to get online and to do stuff regardless of what's happening with all the wonky Wi-Fi that's still out there in the world. Plus, you can do things like text messaging, you can do your image editing. And then when you want to relax and just put your feet up, put the AirPods in your ear, fire up Netflix on your iPad, and, you know, watch a movie or watch a show and just relax a little bit. You can set it on your lap, can work with it on a plane. It is just so functional on the road. I still have a MacBook Air 11-inch, which is a really good computer. I like it a lot, and it's still quite functional because it was powerful when I bought it. As much as I like that computer, and as small as it gets in the world of laptops, my iPad just blows it away in terms of just on the road. And I'll tell you, in this latest incident that I had where the fires broke out back here in Sonoma County while I was in Maui, and I needed to be, you know, up studying fire maps and seeing what's going on and staying on top of everything, the iPad was my ace in the hole. I love it. I think tablets rock on the road, and they save you space and weight as well. Number 3, and this one surprised me, the Ring doorbell. Now, I talked about that a while back when I first got it, and I have appreciated what the Ring brings to the table up until this point. But this last week, the Ring proved how valuable it is to me. So I have the Ring doorbell at my studio right now, and I'm going to put it at the house as well very soon. I have it already. I received it in the box, and I'm going to put one at the house as well. And the thing about it is it gives you eyes and ears for your place when you're not there, when you're gone. And this is super important. So it does things like it lets you know, real basic everyday stuff, like when the pet sitter comes and when the pet sitter leaves. So, you know, okay, you know, so-and-so, let's say Kitty had some attention this morning, and then someone texts you, hey, how are your cats? Do you need me to look in? I go, hey, you know, actually the pet sitter was there this morning. Do you mind, you know, going over this evening and saying hi to them? You know, stuff like that. So you just know what's going on. It is your eyes and ears outside your front door so that if anything is happening out there, you get notified. And that could be something as simple as a package being delivered that you didn't expect. Wow, there it is. There is the delivery person delivering it. And then now you can do something about it, you know, ask your neighbor to go get it or whatever. Whereas you wouldn't, you know, maybe even know for some period of time otherwise that that thing was sitting there on your doorstep. And then in my most recent thing, when the fires were threatening Santa Rosa and the wind was blowing directly south, you know, from north to south toward the heart of Santa Rosa, then I have 2 cats inside my studio because they were evacuated from my house, which is closed off by the National Guard. I want to know that that place where my pets are is doing okay, and I can look right out my front door, which in my case is looking north, which was in this case where the fire was, and make sure that I don't see smoke, make sure I don't see people running around, you know, evacuating, making sure that everything is okay. At 3 o'clock in the morning, when fire maps just aren't doing it anymore, and you can look outside your front door and see what's going on, that is gold. That is worth every bit of the $99 that I invested in it a while back. So I have to say, for being on the road, having peace of mind of what's happening back home, I think the Ring doorbell is just a big deal. And I can't imagine going through those last few days in Maui without it. I really can't. My fourth item, this is something that I have used for a long time and I haven't found anything that I like better yet. It's the Waka Waka Power Plus Light and Charger. So I've used many portable chargers over the years, and you know, you can get all sorts of different ones. But the thing about the Waka Waka, it was developed for use in parts of the world where there isn't a lot of money and there isn't a lot of power. And you know, these things have two LED lights on them that are adjustable. It has this clever little mounting system so you can slide it over a bottle or something and use it as a light stand. And then it has a solar panel that allows you to recharge the battery that's in it. By the way, the battery that's in it is a 3000 rechargeable battery, MAH rechargeable battery. And the sun power cell is a 1050 mW sun power cell. So, I mean, this has got, you know, this has got some real chops. You can recharge your smartphone with it. You can recharge your AirPods. You can recharge your watch. I would say the one thing I don't use it for is the iPad, because the iPad draws so much. For the iPad, I'd like to try to find you know, something with a bigger battery, like a cigarette lighter attached to a car, something like that, if that's possible. But in an emergency, it keeps my phone and my watch going, which is super important. It provides light. And it doesn't weigh hardly anything. This thing weighs less than 200 grams. It is super light. It's about the size of a pack of cards. The solar panel works great. So you can recharge it using an outlet, a USB outlet on it, or you can recharge it using the solar panel. And it will charge your phone about 3 times and other accessories too. I have it in my backpack all the time. All the time, because sometimes, you know, I have a big emergency, and sometimes it's just a little thing, like, you know, you're on the bus and your watch is suddenly telling you, hey, I want to go to low power mode. And you go, no, we don't want that. I just plug it into that, top it off for 15 minutes or so, and I'm back in business. The Waka Waka Power Plus Light and Charger, I have a link to their site, and they're really cool. They're trying to do good things in the world. I have a link to that site in the show notes. I love those guys, and I love having that with me, and man, has it paid off many times over. And my fifth item is what I've been using to carry my stuff in. And, okay, you guys know I worked with LowPro. You guys know that I've worked with ThinkTank. You guys know that I have tested dozens of backpacks, and that's probably a conservative number right there. The one that I have really settled on lately that I like so much, that in fact I've gotten rid of a lot of my other stuff, bags and backpacks, is the Vanguard Havana 48 backpack. I did talk about this a while back. It has so many things that I like. First of all, it just looks like a bang-around backpack. It's handsome. You know, I like the navy blue with the brown leather-like trim. I think it looks really good. Doesn't look like a photographer bag at all, and that's really important to me. Second thing, it's got just some really cool pockets. It's got a pocket in the front that the iPad mini fits in just perfectly. It's got these really cool side pockets that you can use for water bottles and stuff like that. They have drawstrings. It has a bottom compartment that has a pad. Not a pad, it's a protective insert. And the funny thing about this insert is, not only does it work in the bottom for my camera gear, I can pull the insert out and I can put it in my ultralight shoulder bag, which takes up no room, and suddenly it turns the ultralight shoulder bag into a really usable shoulder bag. So that's really versatile. And then it has this top compartment for stuff. And this is the thing that I've really liked lately, is that, you know, before, what was happening was I was packing too tightly. In other words, I was going with smaller bags from point A to B, not for out in the street, but from going from point A to B, from my house to the hotel, that kind of thing. And I was going with smaller bags, and I just had them overpacked because they were smaller, and I had no room for anything that might happen along the way, right? And it just, at some point you go, what am I doing here? This is wrong. If I go with a bag that's a little better designed, has a little bit more volume, Then if I buy a couple kind of bars on the road, if I see a souvenir I want to get, if I want to put a rain jacket, you know, in the bag before I head out, I have room to do that. I have room to put stuff in and out. Even as simple as putting my lunch in the backpack when I leave the house in the morning, so I don't have to carry it separately. It just goes in that top compartment. And having that little bit of extra space as I move from A to B has really made this bag a real winner. And it's comfortable. I can wear it all the time. I can wear it for hours, not a problem. It has a trolley strap, which means I can slide it over the handle of my suitcase. It has a rain cover. It comes with a rain cover. And it's $103. It's $103 brand new. I have the link to it in the show notes at B&H. You can get it for $103. And I just really have fallen in love with this bag. I can slide it underneath the seat in front of me on the airplane. It's fine. It goes in the overhead compartment fine. You know, throw it over my shoulder. It's great. And having this kind of cool, looks nice, but it doesn't look photography bag. While I'm really just out in the world trying to, you know, keep my head above water when I'm traveling sometimes, has made my life a lot easier and has made me a lot happier. And it's funny, you don't really think about a bag being that important, but it can be, and you especially realize it's that important when you find the right one. So I'm not saying that this is going to be the perfect bag for everyone, because bags are a very personal thing. I'm saying, though, that for me, finding the right bag has made a big difference, a really big difference. So again, I want to go back to, you know, the cornerstones of nimble photography is traveling light enough so that you can have your gear with you as you move from point A to point B, not having too much stuff so that you get lugged down, but yet having, you know, the right equipment so that not only can you take care of the things that you plan on, but you can address the situations that maybe you didn't expect. And, you know, that is really an interesting balance of stuff. But I have to tell you that every minute that I spent preparing for this last trip came back to me with interest. It really did. And thank goodness I put some thought into it, because, you know, otherwise I would not have had the peace of mind. I would not have come away with the pictures that I did. I would not have been able to keep all of you informed of what was going on. I would not have been able to do stuff for my clients that they asked me while I was on the road. I would not have been able to do any of that stuff, or at least as much of that stuff, had I not spent the time preparing. So travel light, be prepared, and it will come back to you in such a nice way. Welcome, Skillshare, to the TDS podcast community. I want to talk about a new sponsor that we're going to be working with. They really go right at the heart of what's important to a lot of stuff that we're doing here. So I'm going to give you some basic information about them right now, and then I'll talk a bit more about it after that. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of classes for creators, entrepreneurs, and curious people everywhere. You can take courses in photography, videography, audio production. It just goes on and on. There are so many different topics available. So whether you're picking up a new skill for your day job, figuring out your next side project, or pursuing a longtime passion, Skillshare has classes for you. For instance, right now I'm looking at a course about removing background noise from audio recordings, since, well, that's a situation I tend to run into every now and then, especially when I'm on the road, right? And there's plenty of other topics to help me stay on top of my game. And that's the goal, isn't it? Right? For us to keep getting better at what we do. So you can join the millions of students already learning Skillshare today with a special offer for TDS listeners. Get 2 months free. That's right. Skillshare is offering the digital story community 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/TDS, and Skillshare is all one word, Skillshare, Skillshare.com/TDS. That's Skillshare.com/TDS to start your 2 months right now. I've also placed a Skillshare tile in the show notes. So if you want the more visual approach, you just go there, click on the tile, and it'll take you over. And we have a welcome page right there. They'll welcome you right at the top of the page. Regardless of how you get there, you can redeem your 2 free months of Skillshare Premium with no credit card required and check out all those interesting classes that they offer. A big thanks to Skillshare for sponsoring the show. And again, go to Skillshare.com/TDS. Adobe fulfills its promise. Photoshop on the iPad is officially here. And you can read the entire DP review article with the link that I put in the show notes. I'm going to read you just a bit from the article, and then I tested it myself as well. I'll tell you about that. According to DP Review, Photoshop on the iPad relies largely on the same underlying code, but tweaks a few things to account for the more touch-based input method the iPad offers. Like the desktop version of Photoshop, Photoshop on iPad offers full PSD support, so working on projects between multiple devices shouldn't be a problem, and new projects created on Photoshop on iPad will automatically be saved to Adobe Creative Cloud, so you can pick back up on your computer if need be. As previous reports from beta testers noted, not all of Photoshop's features are present in the current version of Photoshop on iPad. In Adobe's own words, it focused on bringing common tasks and workflows that we know will be useful for most Photoshop users. Specifically, Adobe has included basic adjustments, brushes, cloning, spot healing, cropping, eyedropper, masking, layers, and a few other features. By the way, I found spot healing and I found the erase tool. I did not find cloning, and maybe I was just like looking cross-eyed or something. I'm going to go back, but on my first time through, I didn't find cloning, but the article does say that it's there. So we'll trust that the article is right. Anyway, I downloaded it onto my iPad Mini 5 and it did run fine. The app recognized my Creative Cloud subscription, and I have the Lightroom/Photoshop at $9.99 a month, and it logged me right in, and I could use it. So there was no extra charge for me because I already had a subscription. Now, according to the article, you can get a free trial for using Photoshop on iPad. And then after that, they have all these kind of wild pricing structures and so forth. I think you can still get the Lightroom/Photoshop bundle for $9.99 a month. Might be just a good way to go because that also gives you, you know, Lightroom Creative Cloud. So you have Lightroom on the iPad and on your desktop as well, and then Photoshop on your desktop. Pretty good combination, provides us most of the tools that we would need most of the time. I did do some work with the healing brush and it went quite well. So yes, Photoshop is available on the iPad now. It's pretty good, and if you already have a Creative Cloud subscription, you can probably get it for no extra charge. I have a little bit of Virtual Camera Club news for you. First of all, big thanks to our Inner Circle members. These are the folks that are with us week in and week out, month in and month out. They help me keep the show on the air, they help fund new projects, and they provide a lot of support in other ways as well. We have a Patreon site where we talk to the Inner Circle members, where the Inner Circle members can talk to me. We share ideas and we share pictures and all sorts of stuff. If you want to become a part of this, if you want to help support this podcast and keep things rolling forward, click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of The Digital Story. Go over there, take a look at what we're doing, see what you think, and hopefully you will become our newest member of the Inner Circle. And a big thanks to our present Inner Circle members. I so appreciate your support. Coming this Saturday, November 9th, we have the Podcasting Skills course. Still have a few seats open if you wish to attend. This is going to be a terrific event. Everyone that signed up for the course, even if they can't be there during the whole course, it's an online event. We'll get the movies for the entire course. This is going to tell you the ins and outs of podcasting. Whether you want to start your own show or you just want to know how things work, this course will be enjoyable. And you will get all the movies that you can go back and watch over and over again. If you're interested in joining us this Saturday, November 9th, just go over to thenimblephotographer.com, click on workshops, and you'll see the podcasting skills course right there. You can sign up and be a part of the action. I have B&H and Amazon Tiles on the digital story. If you click there first, you know, if I talk about something on the show and you want to go buy it, if you click on those tiles first, you will help support the show. And by the way, the digital story is supported by its audience. So when you purchase through those links, either the links in the articles or the tiles on the pages, we may earn an affiliate commission from those purchases. It depends on the item. It depends on all sorts of things. But there are affiliate codes attached to those links, and we may earn some commissions. You need to know that. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but it does help support the site. And finally, a big thanks to our friends at Red River Paper, our longest running sponsor. Really appreciate the support, not only for this podcast, but for the printing community and for photography in general. These folks are passionate about photography, they're passionate about art, and they want artists, photographers, to create things that they can share with others that isn't necessarily presented on a screen, but on some beautiful paper, on fine art greeting cards, all the different ways that you can show off your images. If you want to learn more about making tangible physical art that you can hand to another person or you can put on the wall, click on the tile that's on all the pages of the digital story. Go over to Red River Paper, see what they're up to. They have supplies, not only paper, but ink and all the other goodies. And they have tutorials and they have reviews. And they also have a wonderful Facebook page at facebook.com/Red River Paper. All right, that's going to do it for me this week. So glad to be back in the studio. So glad to be back home, sleeping in my bed. So thankful for everyone who helped us get back on our feet again. The first responders, you know, local law enforcement, all the volunteers, everyone who contributed, friends, neighbors, and of course our online community, sending me good thoughts the whole time. Thank you, all of you. It makes a difference. It really does. Community is important and helping each other is vital. And I am so thankful. Alrighty. Until next week, have a great week. Bye-bye now.